Shalom and Yeshua. This is Rabbeinu Deborah Brandt, and today is our last day of our 40 days of Emunah, life in Messiah Yeshua, day 40. Emunah, the way, the truth, and the life. Meditation verses, John 14:6, Tree of Life. Yeshua said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Romans 1:17, in it the righteousness of God is revealed, from trust to trust, as it is written, but the righteous shall live by emunah, or faith, and or also faithfulness. Galatians 3:11, it is clear that no one is set right before God by Torah, for the righteous shall live by emunah. And Hebrews 10:38, but my righteous one shall live by emunah, and if he shrinks back, my soul takes no pleasure in him. The Messianic Jews, or Book of Hebrews, to which this book was addressed, had bravely endured a hard struggle for the sake of the gospel. Hebrews 10:32-34. Having proved their courage once, they are exhorted to continue to hold out for the little time necessary in order to receive the promised reward. Hebrews 10:34-37. The way to do this is not by returning to the familiar Levitical system, but through trusting in Yeshua once and for all sacrifice. Hebrews 10:38-39. Trusting then becomes a subject of an entire drash in itself in Hebrews 11:1-Hebrews 12:4. This way of life, emunah, is only found in Messiah Yeshua, the way, the truth, and the life. Hebrews 9:7-12. But into the inner, once a year, the Kohen Gadol alone, and not without blood, which he offers for himself and for the unintentional sins of the people. By this the Ruach HaKodesh makes clear that the way into the holies has not yet been revealed, while the first tent is still standing. It is a symbol for the present time. Accordingly, gifts and sacrifices are being offered that cannot make the worshiper perfect with respect to conscience. These relate only to food and drink and various washings, regulations for the body imposed until a time of setting things straight. But when Messiah appeared as Kohen Gadol of the good things that have now come, passing through the greater and more perfect tent not made with hands, that is to say, not of this creation, he entered into the holies once and for all, not by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, having obtained eternal redemption. Yeshua the way into Yahweh Elohim's presence. This arrangement showed that during the time before Yeshua's first coming, when the first tent, the tabernacle, established by the Mosaic Covenant, or any of its replacements, such as the first and second temple, had standing the way into the holiest place, that is, into God's presence, was still closed to people in general and was open only to the Kohen HaGadol and only once a year and only if he came with blood. Regarding had standing, some versions have existed, but this is wrong. The author is referring to the time when the tabernacle or temple had status or position as an essential element in God's way of dealing with sin under the Mosaic Covenant. The holiest place, Greek agaia, which can either mean holy place or holiest place, which speaks of the holy place inside the curtain. Because of the context, agia or agaia must mean holy place at 10:1 and holiest place here in Hebrews 9:12, 9:4, 25, 10:19, 10:22, and 13:11. Only at 9:3 must the author use the explicit term agia agiom, holy of holies, for a holiest place in order to avoid confusion. Messiah Yeshua is a sevenfold way. Number one, the only way to Yahweh Elohim, Matthew 7:13-14. Enter the narrow gate, for the gate is wide, and the way is broad that leads to destruction, and those who enter through it are many. How narrow is the gate, and difficult the way that leads to life, and those who find it are few. I am the gate. If anyone comes in through me, he will be saved. He will come and go and find pasture. Number two, he is the way of escape, 1 Corinthians 10:12-13. Therefore, let the one who thinks that he stands watch out that he doesn't fall. No temptation has taken hold of you except what is common to mankind. But God is faithful. He will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you could handle. But with the temptation, he will provide a way of escape so that you will be able to endure it. Number three, he is the way into the holiest, which is, again, referring to the scriptures we just read. And number four, Yeshua is the new and living way, Hebrews 10:19-23. Therefore, brothers and sisters, we have boldness to enter into the holies by the blood of Yeshua. He inaugurated a new and living way for us through the curtain that is his flesh. We also have a Kohen Gadol over God's household. So let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, with hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and body washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the unwavering confession of hope, for he who promised is faithful. Number five, Yeshua is the way of truth, 2 Peter 2:1-2. But false prophets also arose among the people, just as there will also be false teachers among you. They will secretly bring in destructive heresies. They will even deny the Master, Yeshua, who bought them, bringing swift destruction upon themselves. Many will follow their immoral ways, and as a result, the way of truth will be maligned. Number six, Yeshua is the right way, 2 Peter 2:14-15. They have eyes full of adultery that never stop sinning, enticing unstable souls. They have hearts trained in greed, accursed abroad. They have abandoned the straight way. They have gone astray. They have followed the way of Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved the wages of wickedness. Number seven, Yeshua, the way of righteousness, 2 Peter 2:20. For if after escaping the world's pollutions through the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Yeshua the Messiah, they again become entangled in these things and are overcome, the end for them has become worse than the beginning. Verse 21, for it would have been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than after learning about it, turn back from the holy commandment passed on to them. 1 Corinthians 1:29-31. So that no human might boast before God, but because of him you are in Messiah Yeshua, who became to us wisdom from God and righteousness and holiness and redemption. So that, just as it is written, let him who boasts, boast in Adonai. He is the truth of God that sets free. He is the teacher and source of truth. John 8:31-32. Then Yeshua said to the Judeans who had trusted him, if you abide in my word, then you are truly my disciples. You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. John 14:6. And Yeshua said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Shalom in Yeshua.